A long and bloody siege at the giant Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol is coming to an end. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters have been brought out from the vast complex, and Kyiv says it's working to evacuate those who remain, while Russia says the soldiers surrendered and is on the verge of claiming full control of the port city. And at least 8 people have been killed when Russian jets targeted a village in Ukraine. It happened in the Chernihiv region in the country's north. 12 others were injured in the attack. The regional governor has warned citizens to be vigilant against air raids. In other world news, reformist candidates in Lebanon have made big gains in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Official results have confirmed Iran-backed Hezbollah and its allies have lost their majority. Saudi-aligned Lebanese Forces Party have also made gains to become the biggest Christian bloc. It's the first election since the economic crisis and the Beirut port explosion. A prime minister appointed by members of parliament based in eastern Libya has left Tripoli after fighting between rival armed groups. The unity government in the capital refused to succeed power as ministers arrived to take control. UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says she intends to introduce legislation to make changes to the Northern Ireland Protocol. The EU has warned Britain against trying to unilaterally alter the post-Brexit trade deal. There have been warnings there could be a trade war if no agreement is reached. Extreme weather is affecting millions of people across South Asia and the Middle East. Health warnings have been issued in northern India, where temperatures have reached 49 degrees centigrade.